From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It has been almost a year since the end of START. That's the Nuclear Arms Reduction Treaty between the U.S. and Russia. In April, President Obama signed an updated arms control treaty with Russia called New START. He told Russian President Dmitry Medvedev just last weekend that he believed the Senate would ratify New START before it adjourns this year. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, Senate Republicans think otherwise.
President Obama had hoped that after holding 18 hearings, the Senate would be more than ready during its last gasp lame duck session to ratify New START. To assuage Republican concerns about funds to modernize the U.S. nuclear arsenal, the White House added another $4 billion this week to the $80 billion it had already budgeted for the next decade. So it came as a sharp jolt when Senate Minority Whip John Kyle, who'd been talking with the White House about moving ahead on the treaty, announced yesterday he would oppose its consideration during the lame duck session.
This is a very complicated process. It cannot be done overnight, and I really do appreciate the sort of last-minute efforts of the administration to brief us on what their current thinking is, but we don't even have a plan in writing yet, so it'd be a little premature to talk about bringing it up in the lame duck session, I think.
Most Senate Republicans follow Kyle's lead when it comes to nuclear matters, so the kibosh he put on taking up the treaty seemed to doom any prospect of getting the two-thirds majority it needs for ratification this year. But the Obama administration is not giving up.
Nice to be back in familiar surroundings.
Secretary of State and former Senator Hillary Clinton was at the Capitol today trying to rally support for moving ahead on New START.
Some have suggested we should hit the pause button, that it is too difficult to do this treaty in a lame duck session. I strongly disagree.
Standing alongside Clinton was the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, John Kerry. The voters, he argued, just delivered a strong message.
They asked the United States Congress to do its business. They asked the Congress to get rid of the politics. They asked us to protect American interests. And it is this Congress that has done the work on this treaty. It is these senators elected here and now who have a constitutional responsibility now to deal with this treaty.
The Foreign Relations Panel's top Republican was also there. Indiana's Richard Lugar is the only senator from his party urging the treaty be taken up now. He warned of peril in leaving it for the next Senate.
We're talking about thousands of warheads that are still there, an existential problem for our country. To temporize at this point, I think, is inexcusable.
And Secretary of State Clinton wrapped things up with a bold prediction.
This is not an issue that can afford to be postponed. So we think once we take that message with the urgency that you've heard from the three of us, we will get the votes and we will pass this treaty. Thank you all very much.
Later, Minority Whip Kyle told reporters he's still talking about the treaty in good faith, but he showed no signs of relenting.
I put out a statement, I think it was yesterday, and that's where I think we are.
Which likely means New START could only be ratified by the new Senate convening in January, with six more Republicans. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.